So are you at the ballpark now?
I'm at the ballpark. I am watching baseball men playing a game right now.
So it's been 4 days since summer camp began. How does it feel?
Well, this is the first day I've seen it because I wasn't here over the weekend, but it feels great to watch a ball game out here.
But it has to feel odd, does it? I mean, what you're taking in so much with so little around you from what you normally do at a game. Is there any way to describe it? Are there awkward pauses with the action? Does it still resonate the same way, I guess?
Yeah, it's still, you know, it looks just like a real game. There's just not anybody in the seats right now. It's kind of weird to see a spring training / summer camp game in a big league ballpark, but that's what's happening. And, you know, they get out here about 9 o'clock in the morning and do all of their stretching and throwing, infield, BP. They take a little break, and then they come out and start playing a game.
Are you getting tested when you go to the park every day? Do you get tested before you're allowed in?
I get a temperature every day before I go in. We got tested last week, but we get a temperature check every day that we come in.
And you guys are expecting to get the schedule today, correct? About 5 o'clock?
Yeah, I think MLB decided to make a MLB Network special out of releasing the new schedule, so I think it's coming out somewhere between 5 and 6, from what I understand.
Then you have no idea what to expect at this point, right? Or is it?
Nobody has given me any information yet.
So how has this limbo been for you, Chuck? I mean, you certainly you have this brand new ballpark, this toy you want to debut, and these players you want to impress, and you haven't been able to do any of that. And certainly you'll have to do what you do, which is an incredibly important function of a baseball game, without fans in the stands to appreciate it for the foreseeable future.
You know, Robert, I've been busier than I thought I would be. And I say that because, you know, the virus really started for me back before Christmas, when we started hearing about it in China. And a lot of the bobbleheads and the promotional items that we purchase and hand out during the year are all made in China. So the starting to move things around happened right after the first of the year. The first bobblehead we had scheduled was April the 25th, and we had to move that to June, and we had to move it to July. And now I don't know where it's going to go. But, you know, I had to do about 7 or 8 different promotion schedules. We had to we first heard we might play on this date. No, we're going to play on this date. And it's just meeting after meeting. And I just found during the time that there wasn't any baseball going on after opening day, pretty much every day I had something to do that kept me busy.
Was there a point during the negotiations of the last few weeks and few months that you thought that we're just not going to play, where this season may be lost? And as you contemplated that unthinkable, where did it take you?
It, you know what, Robert, I just couldn't bring myself to think that way, because I kept telling myself, okay, there's smart people on that side and there's smart people on that side, and I think they can figure this out. And I hope that they all felt we can't let this get away from us, that we've got to have a season, because, you know, both you and David know, had you not had a baseball season, it would have been absolutely devastating for the sport, I think. I mean, that would have been tough. And so I just really believed that they were going to get that figured out.
Have you spent much time on thinking about, do I have to do some things differently with presentation? How do I go about it? We know this works. We don't know exactly what we're facing here. So let's just proceed along the lines we always have and then just talk about this later. I guess, how have you approached that?
You know, David, I've had to approach it from a couple of different angles. First, you know, we can pretty much do what we can do with fans. We know what we can do. The issue becomes if you have games without fans. The other thing, since we're moving into a new ballpark, we got all kinds of new technology that we can play with.
Sure.
That will help with and without fans. But the tough part of this is to prepare for games without fans. And early on, I had talked to John Daniels about, he wanted to know how I felt that should go. And I said, you know what we got to do is we should make that as normal as possible. And then I carried that message to MLB, and we've had a lot of meetings with my counterparts across the league, and they pretty much felt the same way, that we should try to carry on just as normal as we can if we have games without fans. So the one thing that I thought, David, is if there's not any fans in the ballpark, then my audience becomes the players in the dugout. So I thought, okay, what can we do to make sure the players, we do some things that they would want to look at, not necessarily entertain them while the game's going on, but – you know, I'm not so sure a guy's going to want to watch a cap shuffle when there's nobody in the ballpark. So I decided, okay, if we have games without fans, it'd be a lot of great plays of them doing great things and some walk-off videos, things like that, but mainly show things that I think players would want to look at. But that's been the tough thing for me, is to make sure we can pull that off if we have to have games without fans.
Well, right now you're obviously expecting to begin the season without fans, right, Chuck?
I'm leaning that way. We haven't heard that officially, but I think that's probably what we're going to hear. We haven't heard that officially, but let me tell you this, Robert. I'm ready either way.
Well, that I have no doubt about.
No question. Yes.
This is the great Chuck Morgan joining us here, the public address voice at the of the Texas Rangers. For almost my entire life, and I can't imagine not going to a Ranger game. I can't imagine not going to a Ranger game and not hearing you. And when I had to do that, it wasn't a very enjoyable experience, Chuck. So, but I've told you many times how I feel about you. You're as essential to baseball as a bat and a ball. So let me ask you.
I appreciate that.
So I guess as you're preparing for this, and obviously you have a new sidekick this year, Groobs is your music man there. So you're not having to do... You're not having to do that part of things. You've turned over that to Michael, correct?
Yeah, I decided, I finally got smart and, and you've been up into the control room. I don't know if David ever has, but.
I have not. I'd love to come up
there. It's the greatest experience going
through. I think it would be wonderful to do a game from there.
I took my brother a couple of years ago. Chuck was kind enough to invite us in, and it was just. It's an office. It's a museum. It's just the most wonderful, magical place you imagine it to be.
Well, Robert, you got to see the new place, because if you thought that was nice, I have a palace that's just unbelievable. But I wore a lot of hats. I ran the sound. Just being an old minor league dinosaur that's done this for a long time, I ran the soundboard, picked the music, played the music, did the PA. Watched over the guys in the video board room, and I got smart and said, you know what, I need to back off. It'll be a better experience for the fans if I bring somebody else in. And I went and got the best. I've known him for a long time. He's a good friend, does a great job, and that's old Groups. And he's already, in fact, he's been working. He's playing music for this game that's going on right now. So. I went and got him. He's going to be a huge help. Fans love him, and he'll do a great job out here. He already is, and already has with some of his creativity with the graduations we've had. But he'll do a great job, and it'll be a better experience when fans come out here. Plus, now you don't have an old guy playing 1960s Motown anymore.
Chuck, I want to ask you, what kind of discussions have you – have you been part of any discussions with the televised crew? Because fans cannot be there. Certainly we would want to have as much of and since there will be no fans in the audience, for those of us who are going to be watching at home, which will be all of us, we certainly would want to have some of that in-park experience brought to us at home. Has there been any discussion about incorporating you and Groobs into that televised presentation?
We haven't heard anything yet. I imagine in the next week or so we'll probably have some meetings with those guys. You know, it's going to be an interesting way they broadcast the games. I think the feed from here will be type of, let's call it a world feed. So if you're in Los Angeles watching the Angels game, you're going to pretty much get the same feed as you're seeing in Dallas-Fort Worth. But, you know, they'll have their Angels announcers. Obviously, we'll have the Ranger announcers. So I haven't heard anything about them incorporating that into their televised ball games. But I will tell you this, Robert, again, way back in March, JD and I talked about, you know, especially watching some of the other sporting events that were on TV without fans and what to do about crowd noise. And that's another thing that I was lucky to have Groobs along. Groobs has put together, and you talk about, I talk about him being the best drop guy in radio. He's going to be very important to what's about to happen here if we have games without fans. He's researched and put together just about any type of crowd noise you would hear at a ball game. So when you're watching at home, you will hear reactions of base hits or outs or a great plays or whatever, crowd reactions from old Ranger games. So we're going to do our best to make it sound like you're watching a game that has 40,000 people in the ballpark.
Do you imagine doing something comparable to what the KBL has been doing? I don't know if you've watched much Korean baseball. I've certainly watched more than I ever expected to. but I don't sleep much these days, and I like watching live baseball, so I have enjoyed that. And there are certainly a number of major leaguers that are playing in that these days.
That's right. Yeah, we'll do something like that. I think because I have the great Groobs on board, I think we'll be the best at it because there's nobody better than playing drops, and he's playing the ultimate drops out here with crowd noise. But yeah, who would have thought, you know, I'm watching Johnsonville Cornhole Championships yesterday.
I watched that too. I can't believe I was watching that.
I'm flipping through the channels. I go, oh, look, it's sports. It's competition. So I'm going to watch a little cornhole.
Chuck, real quickly, have you gotten any indication again, because everyone wants, you know, who can't get to the stadium and wants to watch these games, the feel of it and the emotion of the games that you get when fans are there that you can't get without them. Do you have any indication yet if is Major League Baseball going to set out some parameters as far as what the broadcast will be, or will it be up to each individual entity and team as far as what they want to do, whether the crowd noise, replicating the experience as much as they can? Will there be a universal kind of guideline, or will it be left up to each team, do you know?
From what I can tell, David, they're going to leave it up to each individual team, at least the calls that I've been on with my counterparts in park. I mean, I will tell you this, from what I can gather, we're about 2 months ahead of where everybody else is right now. And again, due to the help of Groobs, it puts us way out there. But I think they're going to leave it up to each individual team to do their own thing. I mean, that's what they're going to do, at least with the in-park people.
I'm going to request that I get the in-stadium sound sent to my house directly, because I would prefer to hear you and Groobs.
Two different packages.
Suggest that to John Daniels. I would pay to just hear the in-stadium at the house.
You know, Robert, they talked to me about that, and, you know, my price is just so high, they haven't come to a deal on that yet, so.
Well, Chuck, we really do appreciate it, man. I can't wait for you to get out there calling a real game, playing a real game, and having fun. I know just being able to watch baseball out there, and I know given the circumstances, it can't be easy. Obviously, Gallo has tested positive, so he won't be out there for the next few weeks, and I know in many ways, you sort of have to be keeping your fingers crossed for a lot of things to make sure this comes off in the next few weeks.
Well, you're exactly right. And, you know, I'm one of those ticket listeners that will sit in the car before somebody goes off so I can hear the end of the joke or something. And then with you guys, I wait to drive home on Wednesday night so I can listen to intentional grounding while I'm driving home. So you guys do a great job. And appreciate all you do for the Rangers, and really appreciate y'all.
You're awful kind,
thanks
sir.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. It's a pleasure to have you here, and just to hear your voice makes me feel a little bit better.
The last four months
have seemed kind of rough.
Close.
And hey, David, you got to come by here. I call it a poke mobile. It's a glass booth, but you guys are welcome anytime. So, David, you got to come by.
Oh, I definitely do that. I'd love to do that. That sounds wonderful.
Thank you, Chuck. We appreciate it, sir.
Thank you.